following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, Northeast Florida. We are so excited that you're listening with us today. Whether you are outside enjoying this gorgeous weather before it rains, on your way to the TPC, maybe you're a first-time listener, maybe you're one of our longtime listeners, we're so glad you're here.
I'm happy that you're here today.
Uh-oh, you sound like a pirate.
No, I'm not trying to be a pilot. I'm just doing it, you know.
Is this Irish?
It's supposed to be
it's
Irish.
It's not Irish.
It's not.
Even Alan and I are both shaking our head. No, you got it wrong. Well, Alan, can you do an Irish?
Well, in honor of St. Patrick's Day, that's what I'm trying to do. No, I'm not doing very well.
Lucky enough, I can do an American.
Anyway, yes, it is St. Patty's Day. We're super excited about that.
Yes, tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day, and people are going to TPC. But before that, St. Patrick's Day is tomorrow, actually.
Yes.
But
yes.
Before that, people are listening here to Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. And it's a special day here on Real Estate Radio because we've got two guests on the show. But before we introduce them, I want to say that over the years, we have been involved with several property appraisers, inspectors. Inspectors.
Right.
And we've talked about the importance of them. And we've had some ones that, you know, some of them are real strict, some of them are kind of loose, but never have we had someone that we have used that is so absolutely knowledgeable as our special guest today. And his name is William Chandler. So good morning, William, and welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm really thrilled to be here.
Good.
Good. And your company is Property 360.
Yes, sir.
And we have the pleasure also of having your lovely wife here with us today, too. So good morning, Cindy.
Good morning, Howard. Good morning, Angela.
Good morning, Cindy. We're so glad you're here. Now, here's what I always say. People do not care how much you know until they know how much you care. So I want to know about you. I want you to tell our listeners about yourselves. You can start.
William, go ahead.
All right. Okay. Well, we're Property 360, and we also own 360 Pest Control. Been around for about 30 years.
So you're a rookie.
I'm a rookie. Came to inspection by way of construction and home building.
Nice.
I'm actually a home builder.
So you have a very wide background.
I pretty much
very broad.
Build everything from nuclear power plants to custom homes. So
wow.
How many homes have you built?
Personally, well, over 1,000 total.
That's enough experience for me. That makes you a great home inspector.
Yep. Anything from, you know, back in the day. Now, I'm talking back, you know, when you could buy a house for $56,000, okay?
Okay.
A new house for $56,000 to custom multi-million-dollar homes. So.
Right.
So you really know things from the bottom up, inside and out, backwards and forwards, left to right, front to back.
I feel like we have a good understanding. We're always learning, but I think we know what we're looking at.
Well, that is a change from a lot of other home inspectors because
yes.
The average home inspector has, what, a couple of years experience?
There's a huge influx of new inspectors.
Sure.
Sounds exciting, you know, at the, you know, a guy, you know, doing whatever, you know, whatever he's been doing and, you know, earning a paycheck, and he hears about some guy that made $400 yesterday inspecting a home.
Right.
So how long have you been doing home inspections?
Over 30 years. I did my first fee paid. That's what we call it, fee paid. Somebody paid me to inspect their home in 1986.
Okay.
Wow, you have been doing it a long time.
You've been doing it a long time.
Yep. I actually got started in 86. I inspected homes for the Resolution Trust Corporation. If you remember RTC, you remember our recent 2008 meltdown, mortgage meltdown,
yes, sure,
mass foreclosures.
Yes.
Well, we had the same thing in the mid-80s. I don't know number-wise how they stacked up, but it's when our savings and loans actually crashed across the country. And mass foreclosures. I was actually in Houston, Texas at the time, and literally entire subdivisions would vacate over the weekend.
Oh, my gosh.
I kid you not. I could pull into a subdivision that may be only 2-3 years old.
Wow.
And you would see curtains, draperies, blowing in the breeze out the windows where they had opened the windows and the doors wide open, and just mass exodus. It really was.
Wow, that's incredible. Wow.
But, yeah, I did 2,500 homes my first year.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a lot of houses.
That's a lot of houses.
That's a lot of houses.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
And Cindy, you are in the business. You're kind of the back person, aren't you?
Yes,
I
am.
The office person.
Yes.
So tell us what that means.
Well, I offer the support for both Property 360 and 360 Pest Control. Normally, if you're going to call the company, you'll end up speaking to me, and I'm going to get to know who you are and what your true needs are. It's not just a blanket proposal that we give out. We actually want to know about the type of home that you want inspected, or about the type of problem if you need pest control, and really work with you to help you figure out what it is that would best suit your needs.
Yeah, I want to tell everybody that, and I think most of our listeners know this, we only have sponsors on our show, you're a new sponsor on our show, that we have personally used.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I have used you for pest control for, I don't know, 3-4 years now.
Yeah.
And you've done some recent home inspections for us, done a fabulous job. And you know what's interesting about them is they're actually readable. You use language that people can understand, and you don't cause people to panic. You actually explain things in your inspections and don't leave a lot of nebulous things like contact another professional. You
right.
know your stuff. So explain what I mean by that.
Well, it's common knowledge in the home inspection industry. And again, it goes back to we have a lot of new people in the industry with limited experience. And I don't mean to sound negative towards them, but it's just the fact. So as a home inspector, you know, most home inspectors are generalists, okay?
Right.
And very briefly, you know, you're buying a home. You want to know what you're buying, okay? And you should know what you're buying, because nobody wants to buy a home and find out they got $20,000 worth of repairs next
month. Sure, sure.
Okay? So doesn't mean it's a bad house. You just need to know. So many inspectors, you know, and a home inspector license only allows you to generalize, okay?
Yes.
You're not a contractor.
Right.
You can't give repair prices. I mean, you know, people could publish estimates or whatever, but,
right.
you know, you can't advise a potential customer or home buyer on a structural issue. You're not qualified, okay? You can't tell them they have mold or what it means because you're not qualified. Florida has a license for about everything.
Yes.
No, but a mold contractor can. A certified mold expert can.
As a mold assessor licensed, we can.
Right.
I tell people we're pretty much licensed for anything we need to do on that house.
I love that.
I can build a house. So.
Well, so you do mold assessments. You do all sorts of assessments because you are one of those people that is especially qualified. We're going to talk about a lot of those specialties that you particular have that a lot of other people say, you got to talk to a specialist. You got to talk to this specialist. You got to talk to that specialist. You got to talk to an air conditioning guy. You got to talk to a roofer guy. You got to talk to this and that and that. With William Chandler of Property 360, you are that guy. We're going to talk about all of those things when we come back after the break. And by the way, people can call in with the questions to talk to you at Angela. What's the number?
To talk to me, you have to call 222-TALK, 8255.
All right, and stay with us, everyone. We will be right back to answer your questions with William Chandler and his lovely wife, Cindy. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Hey, WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show, we are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard team advantage. Call us at 421-7950.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do.
Angela and I are reaching out to all of our fellow realtors. Do you recommend mortgage lenders that only have one or two basic vanilla types of mortgage products? So many home buyers need one of the many different flavors of mortgages that Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners offers. Don't lose a buyer because you can't get them qualified to purchase a home. From self-employed to no tax returns to one day out of bankruptcy to even bank statement only programs, you can even get your buyers up to a $2,000 tax credit every year of the loan. Give Christine a call at 514-6969. That's 514-6969. Every pest control company is not the same. Some simply work harder. If you've been told by another pest control company that you have termites, let 360 Pest Control test your home or office with their patented radar system. That's right, they use radar to locate live termites and other pests. You may not need to tent your home. Call 637-1109 or visit the web at 360pestpro.com. PestPro.com. That's 904-637-1109. Mention Real Estate Radio and receive a $25 off coupon.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for staying tuned with us during our station break. We are so excited to be here at Real Estate Radio, and we are hanging out with William and Cindy of Property 360 and also 360 Pest Control. And so we were sort of just talking during the break about how much money you save. Oh, we have a caller. Before we go to you, we're going to the caller.
Okay. Austin, good morning.
Hey, good morning. The Still Just Fishing Show?
No, that's on from 7 to...
I think you overslept,
from
Austin.
6 to 8 o'clock. Sorry about that.
I was on 92.5. I was just listening to it.
Wrong guy.
Y'all have a good day.
All right, honey. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, that's never happened before.
No, but that's okay.
Well, actually, he could give me tips, probably.
You like to fish?
I love to fish.
All right. Still just fishing for houses.
There you go. Fishing for houses. I love it. When I retire, will you teach me?
Absolutely.
Okay, that'd
be William,
great.
You sometimes fish for bugs. You want to talk a little bit about your bug company as well?
Oh, I'd love to. I have a passion for bugs, and I have a passion for helping people understand what they have,
okay,
or don't have,
all right,
or how to make sure they don't have them. I would like to mention 360 Pest Control. We're very proud. We just received our certification from National Pest Management Association as a Quality Pro company.
Wow,
that's quite an arduous process. Cindy was instrumental in doing all the grunt work for us.
I love that.
On the details.
Congratulations.
But we are in National Pest Management certified for Quality Pro. That means basically all of our procedures. We do everything correctly and above board.
Okay.
We don't deliver fake promises, all those good things, strong code of ethics. We're Quality Pro Green, okay, for folks, and we are too. We're always worried about the over-application or misuse of chemicals.
Yes.
And I could talk for an hour about that. And also for schools. So if you have a daycare, you know, some type facility, a church school, we're not doing public schools, you know, like Clay County or Duval County schools.
But, okay.
Private schools, we can go in and take care of that. And
can I tell an interesting story about you?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. I was telling William about a problem that Angela and I have at our house, and that we have pavers around our pool, and sometimes there are various ants that come and bring sand up between the pavers. So I was telling William about that, and I said, can you control the ants around there? And I thought, well, you know, we just come and spray, and that would get rid of them. And tell them, William's shaking his head.
Tell us. I think lots of people have this
everyone,
problem.
Yeah, because I presume a lot of people have that problem. And tell everyone what you told me, because I just thought it'd be a simple fix.
Well, ants are actually pretty specialized. And, you know, I'd have to ID the ants to make sure I knew what we're at, you know, on your pool deck. But, you know, they're either probably a pavement, a rover, or an Argentine ant, okay? And we treat ants differently. Some ants, when you go out and spray the bug spray you buy at, you know, the big box hardware store, you're actually applying a repellent, okay? Which doesn't necessarily, well, it doesn't kill the colony.
Right.
It may kill a few ants, but it doesn't kill the colony. And what it does is it causes them to disperse.
Oh.
And you get multiple colonies, which over time makes the eradication much more difficult.
Sure.
Okay. So it's what we call in the industry pray and spray. Okay. You walk around spraying while you're praying, you're going to get rid of them.
Right.
All right.
So if I do that, the potential is they're going to come up, there's going to be more of them in different places.
Yes.
Around the pavers.
And you're also long term, you're actually creating resistance. Okay. And all insects can develop resistance. And we have that. That's why we have such a national bed bug problem. Okay. There are some places where it's almost impossible to get rid of cockroaches because misapplication of chemicals, you know, applied by people who don't understand what they're treating.
Yes.
In order to be successful and take care of your customers as a pest, what we call a pest management professional, you need to know the biology of what you're treating.
And you're an entomologist.
Well, I've got, through the urban and industrial program, urban and industrial pest management program at Purdue. Right. Yep.
So you identify what the type of ant is to use the right type of chemical, for lack of a better phrase, to eradicate the ants. So I won't have the problem of them finding a new place, a new paver to come through.
Not just ants, but pretty much every insect. Okay. The day of just mass spraying hopefully is gone, and I'll just be honest with you. If you have a pest technician at your house, and every time he's there, all he's doing is spraying, he is not doing you any favors. You know,
I get the impression that most of them are just salespeople with very little training. Am I saying something?
I think
that
more
I
than
shouldn't.
They have a product that they're saying fits all bugs.
It's a service, okay?
Yeah.
And sometimes the bigger the company, okay? Now they may be able to save you $5 a month, okay? Because you're a number, okay? You're one of a million accounts,
okay?
You know, it's difficult to get enough good people to service a million accounts.
Sure.
You're going to have some guys that don't do their job correctly, no matter how you train them.
That's every industry.
That's every industry, right. So, you know, we still have that, though, where it's a numbers business, okay, where, you know, hey, just get out there this month. We're using this product, okay, and you're going to treat everybody's house with this product.
I see.
And next quarter, we might use a different product, okay?
Right.
But you're never, as a rule, you're not getting an analysis of your home, okay? Nobody's really taking the time to say, this is what poses a threat to this house. This is what this house has. Here's our plan to eradicate it safely and permanently over the next year, okay? Sometimes people just want instant gratification, okay? They want you to, and we even have customers who say, well, just spray everything, okay? Well, we don't do that, okay? It's irresponsible.
Right.
We don't even spray chemicals inside a home. It would be,
at all?
Almost never.
Yeah, okay.
It has to be targeted for some specific type problem.
Now, so bugs don't actually start in a home, do they?
Most bugs don't want to be in your home.
They can't just start in your house unless you bring them in from the outside.
Well, they came in from somewhere.
Yeah, they're coming in from the outside.
Yep.
So it doesn't make sense.
They came in because, you know, there's no protection at your house. They came in, you ordered something from Amazon and it got shipped in. I'm not saying Amazon ships.
Disclaimer, right?
You could bring it home from the grocery store.
Exactly.
So when you do a home inspection, you're also looking for bugs, which is very unusual as well, also.
Because we're licensed to do so. A home inspector can't do that.
Correct.
But you can.
We do. And we tell people, and not as a means to sell something, okay, because we don't do that. But if we see a problem, a pest problem, we're certainly going to tell them.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about something. During the break, there was the commercial that we had for you, the ad that we had for you that talked about radar and termites. So if you find termites during a home inspection or a pest control inspection, some or a lot of other pest control companies will say, oh, you've got to tent your whole house because we found some termites.
It's very common.
You've got a better way. So explain what your better way is to save thousands of dollars and having people move out of the house. Go into that, if you would.
Well, it's common. I mean, the pest industry is a huge industry, and people are out there selling, you know, pest control. They're selling termite treatment, and a lot of them are, it's what I call FUD selling. It's
FUD?
FUD. It's fear, uncertainty, and doubt.
Okay? Ooh.
So you get
preying on people.
And you get the typical termite salesman who will come into your house, and trust me, I've been behind them a million times. And they will tell you they found a wing, a swarmer wing.
Right.
And you need to fumigate your house. Chances are you don't even have an infestation, okay? And it will take more time to explain what fumigation does and does not do and what the long-term costs and what I believe health effects are. But if someone tells you that, we are one of three companies in Jacksonville that has the patented Termitrack system. It's expensive, and it requires training, and most people won't invest in it. We're probably the smallest company. But anyway, with using radar, we can pinpoint and tell you if you do and exactly where they are.
So you mean radar like you use in an airplane? Are you talking about radar?
It's radio.
Radio waves. You're going to find termites.
And we do.
So it may be in one particular part of a wall, not the whole house. You can eradicate it there rather than tenting the whole house, which costs thousands of dollars and having people move out for a while. And I had to have that done at one of my houses several years ago and probably could have saved money had I known you then.
Yes.
When we come back after the break, we're going to talk more about home inspections. Probably you can tell a couple of great stories about things that you found that would not have been found and would have saved people lots of money or just notified them of certain things. Stay with us. We'll be right back after the break.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump has issued his first presidential veto overruling Congress to protect his emergency for border wall funding. The president said during an announcement at the White House and during that veto signing ceremony that while lawmakers have the right to pass the resolution they did condemning his national emergency, he had what he called a duty to stand up for it and also to keep the American public safe from what is, he says, a very real crisis and emergency at the southern border. The gunman behind at least one of the mosque shootings in New Zealand tried to make a few things clear in the manifesto he left behind. The shooter is known to be a 28-year-old Australian white nationalist. He calls himself a proud racist who was inspired by attacks in Europe that were carried out by Muslims. He says he wanted revenge and wanted to create fear. The shootings left at least 49 people dead. This is SRN News.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets, but up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I've finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 800-950-9024 and use promo code WBOB to get 30% off plus free shipping.
This is the spark that starts it. This is the oak that smokes it. These are the hands that pull it. This is the knife that slices it. This is our original slow-smoked pork. And Sonny's Barbecue is the only place you'll find it. Come get an original pork plate at Sonny's with pulled or sliced pork and either more pork, ribs, or ribs and smoked wings, plus a side and bread starting at $8.99. Sonny's Barbecue, local pitmasters since 68.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Friday, March 22nd at 7:30 p.m. at Sandy Hackett's Rat Pack Show at the Thrasher Horn Center in Orange Park. Friday, March 22nd at 8 p.m., it's Pablo Cruz in concert at the Florida Theater in downtown Jacksonville. And Saturday, March 23rd from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
Ramona Flea Market has stuff. New stuff, used stuff, fun stuff, kid stuff, stuff to put stuff in, stuff to build stuff with. And who needs all that stuff? You! And what do you do when you have too much stuff? Sell your stuff at Ramona Flea Market. Open every Saturday and Sunday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Book your space now. Call 904-786-3532. Ramona Flea Market, Ramona Boulevard near I-10 and 295.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB Weather.
It'll be mostly cloudy today with a high of 68. Going to be cloudy tonight. 60% chance of showers. Also on Sunday night with nighttime lows both nights. Around 53. 80% chance of rain. Breezy Sunday. High 61. Monday partly sunny and breezy. High 68. And then Monday night and Tuesday cloudy. Low Monday night 51. High on Tuesday of 66.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be with you on this super, super happy, happy Saturday. Did you see the weather?
I saw the weather.
They said it was going to be awful, but it's really pretty out. I'm so excited. You know, it affects my mood. So does coffee. But anyway.
How many cups of coffee have you had today?
I don't know. I lost track.
Well, I'm looking at like a 32-ounce one there, and I saw you had two big ones this morning.
I believe I did.
Calm it down.
I'm a coffee addict,
Turn the knob down, Angela.
I'm super happy because we have William and Cindy here, and, you know, he just said something that I didn't know.
What's that? I think
he told you, but you forgot to tell me. But that's okay. If anyone wants bug service, or a home inspection. And they mentioned they heard it here on Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. They're going to get $25 off their bug service or their home inspection. So you need to do that. How do you get in touch with them so that people can get their great value?
William, why don't you tell everybody how to get in contact with you?
Through the web, it's thebuildinginspector.net, thebuildinginspector.net, or 360pestpro.com.
Okay, and the phone number is 855-932-3784. And if you can't remember any of that, it's going to be on our website, which is a little bit easier to remember because we have regular listeners, and it's angelaandhoward.com.
That's hard,
Angela
isn't it?
Goes
That's hard.
First, of course.
Of course, ladies first.
That's right. And A for Angela, you know, in the alphabet.
Should we say age before beauty?
Okay. Does that mean older gets first, so we should change it to Howard? And
no, I want them all.
You want them all?
I'm going to go first.
Because you know I'm older, and you always tease me about that, right?
You are old. Anyway.
Okay.
Yes.
So
we love it.
We were talking about pest control and how you can save money by having radar detect where the bugs are rather than tent your
super
whole
cool.
house.
Very
yeah,
cool.
I never
Very
heard
cool.
of that before. Radar.
And you know what I love about you two as a team is that even your wife, Cindy, is a certified operator for a pest control company. So you know your stuff as well.
Yes, I do. Yes, I've done all of the training. And I am a PCO for termite. Yes.
All right.
That's awesome. That
PCO
way when people...
means what?
Pest control operator.
Pest control operator. All right. We've got Jesse
get with the lingo,
on the line.
Man.
Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Doing wonderful. How are y'all?
Good. How can we help you today?
Well, I'm kind of curious because I'm trying to get a pest offer on like a preventative termite treatment. How long does the liquid barrier last?
Good question. So if the house you own or you're considering buying, you know, if someone came along and did a what we call a liquid treatment, which generally most people refer to as a trench and treat. You dig a little trench around your house, the perimeter of your house, and you use
exactly what they're offering.
I'm sorry?
That's what they're offering.
That's what they're offering right now.
Oh, okay, they're offering.
About how
okay.
long it would actually last. I mean, it's... Well,
excellent.
I don't think it would last long.
Well, yes and no. Excellent question. And the University of Florida has done extensive research on that as well. And their most recent, three that I'm aware of, and their most recent research paper, which is based on, I think, 3 years of field trials and, you know, controlled environments, they've determined that a chemical application in Florida, and I think it's pretty much mostly the same throughout Florida. It might be a little different way up in the panhandle as we start to get a little more clay, okay? But it's anywhere 3 to 5 years, okay?
What did they tell you, Jesse?
Well, they told me it would last 15.
Well, yeah, that's or longer.
So, William, what do you recommend if someone wants to their home treated?
We're a science-based company. I believe in the science, okay? So some products are very good, and some of our termiticides, they actually bond with, you know, the soil or whatever, all right? And so they do have a pretty good residual, but you have to remember, in Florida, we're a wet state. It
very
rains
wet.
A lot,
yes.
Okay? A lot of areas, like particularly here in Jacksonville, we have a very low water table, okay? So, you know, that chemical treatment is always being bombarded. Something's trying to wash it away, even though they're most of them, the ones that contain fipronil anyway, you know, it forms a molecular bond, but it's not going to last forever. Now, let's say in Kansas or somewhere, it may last 15 years. It does not in Florida. So, you know, manufacturers don't test these products state by state.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Florida's different in a lot of things. I personally would never trust any type of chemical treatment to hold up longer than 5 years. That's my feeling.
Okay.
Jesse, I think you need to have William come out and give you an estimate and let him talk to you more at length, because I will tell you, he has a lot of knowledge. And every time he opens his mouth, I feel like I'm getting educated about something that I thought I already knew about, but he knows so much more. So,
well, let me ask one more question, then, because I have a stucco house and I have these small cracks on it, and they don't seem like to be a problem, but I don't know what I should do for them.
Well, typical stucco cracks, and I think that's what you're referring to, because you said small cracks, so they're not like protruding away from the wall or delaminated. So stucco cracks and having small cracks in your stucco is normal. It's typical. And if you're seeing a lot of them, a lot of spider webbing, it can relate to a lot of things. It doesn't necessarily mean you have a big problem. The biggest problem with stucco in Florida is not enough paint.
That's right. You got to seal it.
Yep.
Fill the crack and seal it. But, Jesse, I would ask you a question. Are they vertical or horizontal?
They're vertical. They're like going at a slant is what they are, kind of like a diagonal look. They're going in between the panels, like where there's a joint.
Yeah.
There's like a crack that just goes along. I guess it's kind of vertical, horizontal, I would say. I'm sorry.
Well, it's kind of two different things there. But, if if you have horizontal cracking, like, say, above a control joint, then, that could pose some issues and should probably be looked at. Sort of vertical or diagonal cracking, particularly coming off a corner, off a window or a door opening, that's always related to stress cracking coming off, a door or a window, where it actually relates back to when they installed the stucco. They didn't overlap enough and things like that. So
now, William, you make an interesting point. You say that should be looked at, but who should look at it? I mean, anybody could say they can look at it. Should a handyman look at it? Is there anyone that's certified to look at that type of thing and say this is a problem or not a problem?
Well, there are certified stucco inspectors, and I am one. I've also installed a lot of stucco as a home builder. Okay, so I know how to do it. I know how it should be done. It's rarely done the way it should be done.
Is the typical home inspector a certified stucco?
No. Most really don't have a big working knowledge of stucco, because stucco, even if you go to a school, okay, and you take a little course or something, I'll be honest with you, unless you have hands-on, real-world field experience, you're always going to struggle with it.
Jesse, give William a call, and he can come out and see whether you really do have a problem. But the fix is really prevention, William, is what I heard from you. They should be painted on a regular basis.
I put it to you this way. If you're buying a brand new home today with stucco wall cladding from any builder, brand new today, the house needs painted.
Yes.
We don't put enough paint.
We don't put enough. You're right.
And he always refers to it as sunscreen. In Florida, you put sunscreen on your skin. You need to put paint on your house.
Exactly. I love that analogy.
Alan, will you get his telephone number, and we'll have William call him afterwards? Thank you so much for calling in, Jesse. Appreciate it.
Very educational, your question, Jesse.
Thank you very much.
You are so welcome. We're glad you're listening. Thank you.
Well, we have time for other people to call with their particular questions. And William has lots of certifications that we can talk about. And,
yes, we can.
Like, he is a certified stucco inspector, uses thermography. We're going to talk about what thermography is right after the break, because it's really some interesting stuff and really interesting equipment that he uses that the typical home inspector does not use, because some of this equipment just they can't afford. So stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back to talk more with William and Cindy. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us for our fifth year now. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage. One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services.
Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com.
Are you active or retired military or a veteran looking to buy or refinance your home? I can make the process easy for you. My name is Christine Kennedy, and I'm here to answer all your questions. Give me a call at 904-514-6969. I also want to take this opportunity to say thank you to you and your family for your service to our great country.
Success Mortgage Partners, NMLS number 130562.
Do you know that over half of local home inspectors have less than 2 years' experience, and most have never built or even remodeled a home? Not so with Property 360. Founded by a home builder with over 30 years of experience, you don't have to hire the most qualified home inspector, but it sure helps. Everything you need in home and commercial building inspection in one phone call. Call 855-932-3784 or visit TheBuildingInspector.net. That's 855-932-3784. Mention Real Estate Radio and receive $25 off your inspection order.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm telling you, the place you want to be today is inside this studio, man. We are laughing and having fun during the commercial break.
And learning a lot.
Yes, we are learning a lot. And so I just want to say, everybody knows I've been a realtor for 20 years. 20 years means I've been to a ton of home inspections, a ton. I have seen a variety of skill sets in my day. And so, you know, I'm not knocking everybody. There are some really sharp people out there. But I do want to say that a lot of people that I've run into are just starting. Maybe this is their retirement job. Maybe they did something else unrelated. Maybe they, you know, fix their own house and they think they're way qualified to be a home inspector. Maybe they've watched too much HGTV. I don't know. But for whatever reason, people think this is kind of a cushy, fun way to spend their retirement. And so it's usually a second career for a lot of people. Here's what I've learned. They bring with them what they know. Let's say they were an electrician before they were a home inspector. When I read that report, that's what I see. It jumps out at me that that's the strongest part of their report. When I read William's report, it's everything. He's the whole package. He's built houses. He's done this for 30 years. The man knows what he's doing, and it shows when I read the report.
And 20,
did you feel that way too?
Yes, and 20,000 home inspections.
That's a lot of
not
home inspections.
Not just his company, that's him. That's you.
That's oh, just you?
Oh my gosh.
That's a lot.
I'm old.
I love
I'm
that.
Almost you know as old as Howard.
Almost, almost. Y'all are the same, aren't you the same?
Yes.
I think we are.
I think
yep.
we're
we
the
are.
Same.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
that's
yep.
what makes you so cool.
Yep.
Okay, so here's what I want to say. Y'all listen up. So William has gotten like every single license or certification that you can get. So he is a certified general contractor. He is a licensed home inspector. He does hold the certification for a pool operator. He is a licensed mold assessor. Let me tell you, that's hard to find in this city. There aren't that many that...
Don't other companies come to you for identifying the type of mold?
Throughout the state, right?
Yeah, so we actually have two of the... actually, three of the largest mold remediation firms in the state that actually send me their samples.
To look at.
To look at.
Because you're the science guy.
And they call me for, hey, William, what, here's what I got. I sent you some photos. What do you think we should do?
Yeah.
And,
so it's so
and
cute.
I'm happy to do that.
Every time I think about you, I think about Bill Nye, the science guy, right? Because you're just that guy and you're William. So it makes me want to think of Bill. But anyway.
I'm better looking.
There you go.
There you go. What else
Woo-hoo.
You got, Angela?
Okay. So after mold, he is a licensed pest control operator, and so is his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Certified in lead and asbestos, okay? We need that commercially, especially the asbestos, right? That's a big deal.
Yep.
And lead in our homes. Okay, certified EIFS and stucco inspector, and certified as a FHA 203K consultant, which has to do with the FHA 203K loan. When you want to rehab a house and you want to borrow money to mm-hmm. get your rehab done in your upfront purchase price, then you need a guy who's qualified like you. I have to tell you that that is just a lot of certifications. Most people that we meet, even home inspectors who have maybe, the great guys have 3-4 little things behind their names. How many is that for you?
Well, 10? Wait a minute. There's more because you do commercial inspections. So you do indoor environmental studies as well. So it's not
correct.
Just home inspections. So talk a little bit about that.
Well, we do a full gamut of commercial inspections from multifamily to office buildings, strip centers, whatever, warehouses. But we can do everything they need. The property condition assessment. The environmental site audit, which most lenders require, and Cindy is our environmental professional. She does all of our environmental site audits. Mold, indoor air, pest. Commercial buildings get termites too, just like, and pest problems.
Right.
You got an office building, pests can be a big issue.
They sure can.
Okay.
And you have to protect your employees and protect your customers, and you need to get the bugs out of the place.
Well, and we have a lot of insects. It's not fear selling, but they do carry bacteria and all kinds.
Sure.
And we have rodents in our restaurants. They can't have cockroaches and rodents running around. So we can handle it all. Fire doors. We've done all the training to do fire door certification. Cindy is actually a certified safety professional. Carries a lot of weight there as well. So I think we pretty well got it covered.
Well, if a home is being built or a commercial building is being built, you do inspections along the way to make sure everything is done right as well. Is that correct?
Yes, and we can also do code inspections as well, both residential and commercial.
Okay, we've got Larry that has a question. Good morning, Larry.
Hey, good morning.
How are you today, Larry?
Out here on the job, working hard.
Oh, good. I love working, man.
How can we help you today?
I have a question. Who would I call or where would I go to find a mortgage broker? I want to buy another house, but my accountant tells me I have to make an adjustment in my income there, so I don't know where to go to find a mortgage broker?
Well, we've got a perfect one for you.
We do. We recommend Christine Kennedy. Can you write this down?
Or do you have a pen?
Okay. Her number is 904-514-6969. And you can also look her up on the web, Christine Kennedy. That's Christine with a K, Kennedy with a K, .com. And I put my name on her 100%. Been in the business 20 years. She has every kind of product that you could possibly need and then some. So she will do a great job with you, Larry.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
All right. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, so William, we were talking about new construction, whether it be residential or commercial, and so you do all sorts of things, but you also verify that you can comply with the American with Disabilities Act, and
that's Cindy's
Cindy
arena.
Can help you with that as well. So you guys are really full service, but Cindy, tell us about that real quick, what you do in that regard.
Well,
before she does, I want to give her a little plug.
Go ahead.
All right. I love
my
husband
wife,
and wife.
My
stuff.
Wife, Cindy, and I say this with, full, she is probably the number one most qualified ADA consultant you'll find, at least in Northeast Florida, if not the whole state.
Wow, that's a big deal. And
well,
you know
thank
what?
You.
Love and
we
admiration.
We have a lot of business owners who listen to our show. We know what our demographics are. So all business owners, listen up. If you need to get brought up to speed on ADA guidelines, call Cindy.
Before you get sued.
That's right. Not right. After.
Right. It's best to do it before that pre-suit demand letter comes in. Yes, I'm a certified safety professional, so I can work in all areas of safety. And I'm also an ICC, which is the International Code Council. I'm an ICC Accessibility Inspector Plans Examiner.
Wow.
So, yes, if you're going to build something new, I can look at your plans and help you through the process of building. If you have an existing building, yes, I can come in and do what is called a full accessibility survey. That's every aspect of your building, both exterior and interior. You know, we start from the sidewalk all the way in.
Right.
So make sure
that's
the,
exciting.
Make sure that there are enough toilets for the size of the building and make sure that the doors to the toilets are wide enough, all of those things
everything,
that you don't
yes.
even
hey.
Think about.
Right.
Let me just highlight a couple of her projects.
Bill, we don't have a chance to do that,
you
but
just called you him Bill. His name is William.
William. Sorry about
I
that.
I made you crazy with the Bill Nye the Science Guy.
There
got you
did.
Confused. Sorry about that.
All right, but to get more questions answered, you can call them and contact them after the show. It's thebuildinginspector.net. It's also 360pestpro.com. And the phone number, I'm going to say it twice, 855-932-3784. 855-932-3784. If you missed any of that, you can go to angelandhoward.com. It'll be there. Or just call us after the show, and we can give you their number. And, of course, you know, folks, Angela and I love living here in Northeast Florida. We're doing this radio show to give back to the community. Call Angela and I if you need us. Angela's number is 465-3485. You need a professional on your side. Have a blessed week. We'll be back with you next week.